This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today in cryptocurrency vocabulary, you probably do want to be aware of stablecoin. Cryptocurrencies that are set up to always be worth one U.S. dollar, and they are used in very basic terms to let crypto traders move money into and out of other cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin is the best known one probably. We're doing this vocabulary lesson because a couple of weeks ago, one stablecoin known as Terra USD lost that peg to the dollar. It crashed, in fact, leaving all kinds of chaos and lost real-world actual money in its wake. Today, Bloomberg reports the SEC is looking into Terra USD, specifically whether its backers broke the rules designed to protect investors. Those investors included venture capitalists and crypto hedge funds that took big, big hits, but also bartenders and contractors and veterans who lost their savings. And as Marketplace's Matt Levin reports, before the crash, a whole lot of those people didn't know what Terra was or that they even owned any.
Steve Insall spent the afternoon of Tuesday, May 10th, watching an app on his phone as his life savings, $320,000, dwindled by the second. He tried to keep his wife from noticing his panic.
She was getting ready for work. I think the two little ones, the baby was eating on the high chair. The three-year-old was on the iPad. I was keeping it all inside.
Insall and his wife are both bartenders. Most of that $320,000 was an inheritance from Insall's father.
We always had plans of getting a nice, you know, nice size house for our family, and that would help with the down payment.
Insall ended up losing most of that money in the Terra USD crash when the algorithmic stablecoin lost nearly all its value. If you're wondering why anyone would put all their money into something called an algorithmic stablecoin, Insall wonders that too. He didn't know that's what he was doing.
And I was just searching around. I came across StableGain's site. And, you know, they advertised as a savings account.
StableGains is a Delaware incorporated startup that launched last August. It marketed a crypto version of a traditional savings account. Except where Citibank was offering you less than 1% interest, StableGains could offer you up to 15%. The pitch was aimed at retail investors, some of whom were very tech savvy and others, well,
I don't Snapchat, I don't TikTok, I don't whatever those other things are.
Jason Neutzel is a general contractor in Kansas. He also poured his life savings, $16,000, into StableGains.
I am pretty sure that I saw them on Facebook. Like, I was Googling like Roth IRAs, mutual funds. So, of course, once you Google and Facebook have to be in cahoots with each other because all of a sudden you start seeing investment things advertised on Facebook.
Neutzel did some research. He thought the co-founders looked reputable. StableGains was also backed by Y Combinator, the same venture capital accelerator that launched Dropbox and Airbnb. StableGains was not FDIC insured, but Neutzel believed it was way less risky than your typical crypto investment.
You know, I said that they were, you know, diversified, and they said that all the investments were backed up with collateral.
Think of how a bank works. You deposit your cash, the bank lends it out as mortgages and business loans. The banks get interest from those borrowers, and you get a cut of that interest. It's an oversimplification, but the same basic principles applied to StableGains. It would invest deposits in crypto lending platforms. Instead of homeowners borrowing mortgages, it was other crypto investors borrowing crypto to invest in more crypto. Welcome to the world of decentralized finance, or DeFi for short.
What is being promoted by individuals involved within DeFi is that not only is this like legacy finance, but it's actually better.
Ryan Clements is a law professor at the University of Calgary and a DeFi skeptic.
Because we're disintermediating banks. We're disintermediating investment managers. And, oh, by the way, it provides significantly higher returns.
Many StableGains investors like Jason Neutzel thought they were spreading risk across different types of crypto. But if you waded through the terms of use, diversification is what StableGains was planning to do in the future. At the time, they were taking all deposits and investing it in one lending system tied to one cryptocurrency. It's like a bank lending all its money to one housing developer building one neighborhood. That neighborhood was Terra USD.
Retail investors were coming into this and they were thinking they were getting a product and a service that was the same as something they would get in traditional finance.
Again, law professor Ryan Clements.
But they weren't. They weren't getting the same regulatory safeguards. I think there just needs to be clear disclosure, but also accessible disclosure.
Stable Gains is no longer accepting deposits and is discontinuing operations. The company declined a request for an interview, but referred to this public statement.
Of course, as all users know, the DeFi space does present risks, which are publicly known and additionally disclosed in our terms of use, online in our learning center, website footer, and blog.
Some brick-and-mortar banks are allowing their customers to reverse recent deposits into Stable Gains. Jason Neutzel, the Kansas contractor, says that's probably going to allow him to get back most of what he lost. He says he's not ruling out investing some of it in crypto again. Some of it. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.